looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. I was talking to our last caller in the first hour, Irene in Philadelphia, off the air about the fact that Logan and I may do a trip to Philadelphia in the fall. Logan's really never done a fall color trip, and she and I have been kicking that around. Judy's got plans with a friend of hers. And so we may try to do something like that. And so any of you, and we know we have a lot of listeners in that area now, any of you have any tips about what we might do? We were kicking around a trip from maybe starting in Pittsburgh, going across to Philadelphia, and then on up to New York and Maine, something like that. But it might be an opportunity to make some appearances at some of the places that we're trying to get into selling organic products for some of the people in areas that are just getting into organic. So it's a whole different thought that haven't done any planning on yet. So if anybody has any interest in that angle, let us know. You can contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com. And this hour is brought to you by the information that's available from dirtdoctor.com. There's a lot of stuff available. Our website to start with has a lot of information. Hopefully sometime soon we'll have a lot more. The newsletter's free. All you do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. My books, I've written 14 or 15, about 10 or 11 of them are still very much available and on the market out there in the usual places, online and in some bookstores, but more online, Amazon, things like that, than anywhere. Pretty easy to find. Our Facebook page has information. I've had kind of a little downtime recently with Logan's wedding and the events surrounding that, so we'll get back involved in putting a lot of stuff up for you. I'm going to add some shots of our garden as it currently looks that kind of bring you up to date on what we're doing in Howard's garden. Texas Research Center is the 501c3 not-for-profit part of our work and our involvement, and you can see all that on dirtdoctor.com. And let's see what else. Organic Club of America is the one place where you can join and get even more benefits. So check all that out. And let's see, there was one other thing I was going to tell you about before we go back to the phones. One of the sponsors that we have is the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, and just an interesting little deal. I had a weight loss contest with my new son-in-law. It just came up one night. For some reason, we were both talking about we'd like to drop about 10 pounds. And so we had a contest, and I won. And I think the reason that I won, and we've seen it now with Judy and with Logan and with some of our friends, one of the side benefits of taking this Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a weight loss that's pretty remarkable, and it just happens. I mean, it kind of sneaks up on you. It doesn't happen right away. It tends to affect your appetite in a way that you just start eating a little bit smaller portions and maybe skip a meal here and there, which I think is probably pretty good for you, this intermittent fasting, you know, kind of thing. There seems to be something to that. I don't do it a lot, but occasionally I do. And anyway, I just wanted to pass that on. If any of you were thinking about maybe getting into the probiotics and hadn't, and that is an issue that might be helpful to you, give it a try. Doesn't happen real fast. And one of the things that happens when you first start taking the probiotics is that you feel like maybe your stomach is upset just a little bit. You have a little bit of a change in, you know, in stuff internally, and it kind of bothered me at first. I thought, well, this maybe isn't for me. And then Judy was the same way, and we blasted through it, and lo and behold, what it's doing is it's getting you, it's straightening out things that aren't quite right in your digestive system and your gut, and then the it really kicks in and starts to do some remarkable things. So if you haven't given it a shot, I recommend that highly. Back to the phones, and that number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. Rochelle in, is that in Spring Valley, Rochelle?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's up?
Okay. I was wanting to know what you think about the China study.
The China study?
Yeah, it was a 30-year study. Can you tell me more?
I am having a little hard time hearing you. Are you on a mobile phone or a
speakerphone?
Speakerphone. Can you get off the speakerphone?
Okay, just a second.
Now it sounds better. What can I, you're looking for my thoughts on the China study about eating vegan?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Go ahead.
I haven't seen it. What was your point about it?
Oh, well, they recommend no fat in your diet and no animal products at all.
Okay. Well, I totally disagree with it. And, you know, my whole philosophy, if people want to do it, it's fine with me. I have no problem trying to talk anybody out of it or anything. But for me and anybody that would ask me what my dietary recommendations are, I would tell them that the most important single thing you can eat is fat and healthy fat. You'll hear if you're on Whole, a lot of times Logan does these little deals and some of the other people do about some of our philosophies about the things that we recommend. And one of them is a healthy eating program. I think that some people eat too much meat. I think too much meat can really cause some digestive issues and all. And I also think that a lot of the meat that's out there is really bad. And it's probably what led to this China study is the meat through the factory farm places. One, it's not organic. And two, the animals are fed corn, you know, in these real captive situations and in stress. And the meat that comes out of that really isn't very good. But the meat that I eat as much as I possibly can is grass-fed, organic, and it's completely different fat in the meat. Now, do I do that all the time? No, I can't because I eat out some and we travel. And the restaurants are getting into it. The chefs are really becoming aware of it and getting into it more and more. But I think that real butter and coconut oil it's a vegetable oil. It's olive oil. I think those are the three best fats that you can eat. And I think that without them, you really get into some trouble or can. Some people that go vegetarian and vegan appear to be pretty healthy, but I've had quite a few acquaintances that weren't very healthy that were trying to do a vegan or a vegetarian diet. There's one fellow that I've met that was a vegetarian ever since the Vietnam War started. He's been doing it as a kind of a protest for a long, long, long time. But he's a herbalist, and he really understands the value of good fats and doing it in a way that fits the vegetarian approach. So those are just my quick thoughts on it.
Okay, so the bad fat is just the vegetable fats that you get, right?
Oh, I think the worst fats that you can possibly put in your body are made from soy and corn and those kind of things. You know, the oleos, the fake fats that are made from hydrogenated vegetable oils. I think those are the worst things for your health that you can possibly eat.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate your call. And we've got more information, Rochelle, about all that on our website in the health chapter of the website and a lot of links to people who talk about grass-fed meats and you know, the difference in that and factory farms and the good fats versus bad fats and why there is a difference and what the difference is and all that.
Good.
So check all that out on our website, and then it links you to a lot of other places that go into it in even more detail.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The interesting part of that and the tough part about it is that all the big health organizations, from the National Heart Association, the Cancer Foundation, all of the big players don't agree with that. Don't agree. They say what she was saying, that the Chinese study is showing that you need to get away from those kind of fats. So we're going through a tremendous transition right now, talking about what health and nutrition really is good for you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store, or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts, plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we'll try to catch up here. Some people are dropping off, maybe having to go do Mother's Day. By the way, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. If you've had to drop off and you call back in, tell David, and we'll try to move you up in the line as quickly as we can. Gary's next up in Fort Worth. Hey, Gary.
Hey there.
What's
my wife's having, I'm doing good. My wife's having a dispute, friendly dispute with a neighbor over the appropriateness of putting beef, pork, venison, and fish scraps in a compost heap. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I know at least one of them is probably listening. And I'm going to hang up and listen on the radio because I'm driving.
Okay, Gary. That's an interesting point. Food waste, including meat scraps, does go in my compost pile. And I'll tell you that it does go in some of the best commercial compost operations piles out there, too. In fact, when they have road, this will gross a lot of people out, but it's just the truth. When there's accidents on the highway and there's roadkill, those animals for the most part go to composting operations and go in the compost. And if the composting has been being done correctly, the temperature up to 140 degrees or more, the breakdown of fat, meat, bones and all in an animal is very quick, goes very fast, and makes for a wonderful balance. See, nature, it's one of the things that's part of my philosophy on vegetarianism, vegan, that sort of thing. Nature doesn't do things without animals and plants. And so that's kind of where we get to with composting, is that we really think that the best compost is a mixture of animal and plant, just like happens in nature, in the forest or on the prairie. There's animal manure, there's dead animals, there's plant residue of all kinds, you know, mixed together. So we think that the meat scraps and all can and should go in the compost pile. You have to be more careful, though, about how you manage your compost. You can't just go out there and throw the meat or fat products on the top of the compost pile and not expect it to encourage wildlife to come in and have a little snack, you know. So you have to bury it in the pile, You have to make sure the pile is being managed and turned and kept up heated. And all in all, you do to create that is you have this mixture of things. Adding molasses to it and organic fertilizers helps with all that. What we do, because we have a great big long compost pile that's part of an erosion control system in our back at the edge of our bamboo forest, we put the meat products and all the scraps from the kitchen into metal containers first and let them break down there first before they're mixed in to the compost, the rest of the compost that has all the vegetative waste. You will get some odor if you don't incorporate it into the compost. If you break it down in the metal container and then just throw it on top, and there'll be maggots in it from the black soldier fly helping to break it down. It looks gross, but it's, again, nature at work. And if you just throw it on the top, you will get an odor, and it'll be there for several days. You can throw zeolite on it and kill the odor real quickly. But if you mix it in and homogenize it with the vegetative matter, the odor will quickly go away. So, yep, I do recommend that. Stephanie in Illinois next up. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I went with my husband. He's a truck driver over the road last year.
Uh-huh.
And he never did the East Coast. He did it for me because I wanted to see the East Coast in the fall.
There you go.
All the leaves are beautiful everywhere, but the East Coast has its own special atmosphere and flavor with their changing.
Uh-huh.
You have the oceans, and you have the best bed and breakfasts in the country on the East Coast.
Okay.
So I would suggest if you go east, I can't recommend, we didn't stop at any, but we just saw, and other people I've talked to said they've been to the best. But you want to go in the fall, the early part of fall, right when leaves, just cold real early there. So you go early in the fall, right when the leaves are at their peak, that's when you go. But you will never forget the East Coast in the fall.
Well, I've done it. Logan just never has really done it, so that's why we were planning a trip. One of my favorite trips was once I was in Boston for a business, a landscape architecture project we were working on with a firm there, and Judy was with me, and we drove the entire state of Massachusetts during peak fall color, and it was just absolutely spectacular. And so I'm looking forward to going again, but you're saying to kind of hug along the coast, bed and breakfast is to see some of the prettiest color.
Some of the bed and breakfasts are sitting right on the coast. You have the ocean there. And you also, it's just the whole atmosphere. Some towns, the people are a little unfriendly, which people have told me. But some towns, they'll welcome you as family. So I wish I could have got the list of people, which were better. But I would just find one of the ones that are right on, because everybody I know said right on the coast.
Okay.
Right,
I think that's a good tip.
Where you go.
Good tip, Stephanie. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it. And if she's calling from Illinois somewhere there. Judy and Logan are actually in Illinois right now. They went to Chicago to go to a graduation of one of Logan's high school friends graduating from art school there, Brooke Canther, and congratulations to her. And again, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. We're going to take a little break and then go back to the phone lines. 1-866-444-3478. As usual, we're talking about everything under the sun. So whatever topic you have, bring it on. Talk to you in just a minute.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we had a caller had to drop off and then came back, and so I'm going to bring Bobby up in Illinois. Bobby, you there?
I am.
What can I do for you?
I have a tamarisk bush.
Salt cedar.
And it's been in the ground for like 5 years now, and I never trimmed it back. So now it's kind of scraggly looking. It's not full. And I was wondering, how can I get it fuller? Can I trim it back like in the fall or early spring to have it come back fuller? It's quite tall.
Well, I think you can prune it back anytime. It's considered by a lot of people, Bobby, no offense, as a big old weed.
And that's what I read that.
Tamarisk or salt cedar. I kind of like them. I'm involved with a golf course redevelopment here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a bunch of the salt cedar on the property line and all, and they were asking me what it was, and I was complimentary about it. I kind of like it, and now they do too, and are going to leave it there. So very durable plant. I think you could cut it back right now, and it would take off and fill out and be fine. It'd be kind of hard to kill it, actually.
Really? Well, how it's about probably 10 feet tall, scraggly tall.
Well,
how,
if you
how
cut
much
it,
can I cut off?
If you cut it back to a point where there's still some foliage left without cutting all of the foliage off, that'd probably be ideal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't overdo it. Do a little now, and then you can do a little bit more later on, and that'll help it fill out and look good, have its nice flowers, and continue to be a plant that some people will hate, but some people love.
I think it's beautiful.
Okay, oh, I do,
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling back. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Sean is in Hazlitt, Texas. Hello, Sean. What's up?
I've got a live oak, and I called you about this a while back, and since then I've got another issue that's kind of arose with it. We purchased a house back in February, and it's about 5 years old, so I'm assuming this live oak has been in the ground, you know, about that same time. It was planted by the builders, and it's apparent that it wasn't done, you know, correctly. I did an excavation around to expose the root flare.
Mm-hmm.
It also has one of these, like if you've seen people, they'll like brick and mortar a
yeah.
little edge around the flower bed. Well, they did that around the tree as well, and I would never do that on my own.
That's good. If it's there, take it out, yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't taken it out yet. And what I'm noticing right now in the rain, because it's raining, the base of the right where the root flare is at in the ground, it's soft and not nearly as stable as it ought to be for a tree this size. So it's rocking back and forth. It's like it's shifting, and it's soft, like right underneath the root flare. Now out a little ways away, you know, it stabilizes, but it's like it's rocking like right in that area underneath the root flare. The canopy is in a rapid growth phase, and I'm assuming that it's responding to that excavation it did around the root flare. So it's like growing crazy, but it's soft and it's shifting there. Now I believe that brick retainer around the edge there is also stopping roots from growing out. So I'm about to remove that this week. I'm wondering, is anything going to stiffen that up underneath that? Because I know this is going to fall eventually if it stays like this.
Well, it's kind of a strange thing that the top's doing so well and the roots out beyond that are doing so well. I haven't seen that specific case. I would tend to just wait, leave things kind of as they are. When you get some sunlight and the thing growing a little more aggressively, since it's already doing well, I think you'll see it firm up. And you don't really need to do anything about it other than just kind of leave things as they are. At some point, and you may want to wait instead of doing any more trauma at all anytime soon. I would take out the brick and the little planter as soon as you can, as soon as it looks like it has stabilized.
Okay.
But it sounds like you're going to be fine if the top is still looking good. Movement like that, being real flexible like that, it's kind of strange to have the other parts of the tree being in as good a shape as you say they are.
I would say, you know, I measure the growth on them, on the runners, on the trees and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have exceeded 12 inches this season already.
Already, well yeah. That's growing like crazy. I don't think you have a big problem. Let's just kind of leave it status quo and do a little bit more work once you see it stabilize a little bit.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call. And if those of you don't know what we're talking about exposing the flare, it's probably the most important thing I talk about here on the show related to plants. And we've got a lot of photographs on the website, photographs of my own trees that I've uncovered and trees on various projects around of all kinds. And it's pretty remarkable the results that you get from uncovering the base of trees that are too deep on the ground. And it also surprises people, if you haven't heard about this before, that close to 100% of the trees that are planted today and over the past couple of decades are too deep in the ground. Rarely, it's in the 90s for sure, but rarely does anybody, unless they've, you know, been listening and kind of involved in the kind of thing that me and you know, a handful of other people around the country are talking about so much these days. The less people are into that, the trees are probably too deep and would respond tremendously to uncovering the flare. And if the flare is just showing a little bit, that's not enough. You need to have it uncovered enough to where you can step on it. And look at the biggest, most beautiful trees in the world. They all have these big, huge, gigantic flares at the bases of the trees. James in Midlothian next up. Hey, James.
How are you, Howard? Can you hear me okay?
I'm on the cell phone. Sure.
Okay. I had called you about 2 months ago, and my backyard had St. Augustine, and now it is just nothing but weeds. But since the two trees in my backyard have leafed out, I had thought of some other alternative, and you had suggested buffalo grass or Bermuda. But now that those two trees have leafed out, they shade that area in my backyard pretty readily, and I think probably I'm gonna have to replant St. Augustine. My question is, if I use that St. Augustine, I want to first put a soil mixture of soil, cow manure, and compost, maybe 4 to 5 yards in my backyard. And then I was wondering, before I even do that, do I need to kill the weeds, or can I till those weeds up?
Well, if you tilled and scraped all the dead residue out of the area, that would be the best for planting the grass. It wouldn't be the best thing for your trees because it's going to tear up all the feeder roots that are right on the surface of the soil in the area. You see what I mean? And the other thing is filling in the area with a bunch of compost and soil is probably going to be okay for the grass, but it's not going to be that great for the trees, especially if you cover the entire root zone and if you get any on the flare. What would probably be ideal is to scrape the residue of dead grass and weeds off the surface. You know, take an inch and a half off. Plant the solid sod St. Augustine on the existing native soil that's there, and then put your compost and amendments on top of the St. Augustine grass rather than being under it.
I understand.
And you don't need as much material if you go that way, too. It'd be a little bit more economical.
Well, I had a landscape people come out, and the first thing they said was, well, we're going to have to kill the weeds. And I said, well, what would you use? Of course, I listened to you, and your program is so informative. And they said Roundup. Well, that turned me off immediately. So anyway.
Well, just scrape it off. It doesn't take that much time anyway, and if you spray with Roundup, which I certainly don't recommend, you still have the dead residue there that you're going to be putting the sod on top of that you have to scrape off. So why not just scrape it off and forget the expense and the toxicity of spraying with the Roundup?
Correct. All right. Okay. You've answered my questions.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, and if you're not familiar with our stand-on Roundup, there's a ton of information on our website on dirtdoctor.com. In fact, one thing I was going to even mention to you, I'll just slip it in right now. There's been a bunch of reports, but the most recent one came from a scientist at MIT, and he's basically saying he's not the only one. They're looking at what has already happened and what seems to be continuing to happen and on the upswing as far as a relationship between Roundup, the glyphosate ingredient in Roundup, and autism in children. And these scientists are saying that that the amount of Roundup is—it's not so much the amount you'd get in one dose. But it's more of a cumulative effect, and it's in the food that we eat. The farming that's being done no-till today is being done GMO, you know, the genetically modified organisms, and this no-till practice uses a lot of tremendous amount of spraying of Roundup. Well, the end result is that Roundup glyphosate is ending up in the food, and the food is being directly linked to a whole bunch of degenerative diseases. But the one that really gets your attention, or should, is this autism thing. And they are saying that if we don't change what we're doing, that autism may be in as many as every other child by 2025. One in two children will be autistic. And they're showing this tremendously tight relationship between Roundup's increase in use and the increase in autism in children. So, and you can read about all that stuff on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Bruce is in Oak Cliff here in Texas. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Howard. May I pass along some information about the upcoming March Against Monsanto?
Sure, you bet. My timing's not very good. We're about to run out of time. You want to hold on so we don't be so rushed?
Yes, sir. I'll hold. Thank you.
Okay, just hang on with me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just sign up right online on the homepage, and I'll see you in just a second. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard back, and we were talking with Bruce. He had some information for us, if he's still there. Bruce, you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
What can you tell us about the march?
It's coming up Saturday, May 23rd. And it's the chance for us little guys to stand up against Monsanto and their practices detrimental to our planet and its people. And it's a worldwide event. There's going to be over 600 protests and information sharing. It's going to perhaps involve 3.5 million people about it. And the Dallas event starts at 1 p.m. at City Hall. It's a peaceful and orderly, situation,
mm-hmm.
with great help from the Dallas police, but the website is march-against-monsanto, and I'd be happy to defer to you or why there's a need for this, but it's pro the GMO testing and labeling and promoting organic solutions and.
Well, the most interesting part about this whole thing is they are deathly afraid of this simple change of just labeling products to tell you whether there's GMOs in the product or not, because they know that once that labeling is on the product, people won't buy them. So,
exactly.
Well, that's great. I appreciate you bringing this. I probably ought to do a newsletter about this. It's going to be May the 23rd, so we would have time to do that.
Right.
I'll be glad to try. The website is march-against-monsanto.
That's one of them. I can email you a couple more.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Yeah.
Okay. Sure deal.
Send
okay, great.
Me.
Yeah, and it's very, very a positive thing, and it's our chance to, have our say about it.
Sure. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Harry. Bye-bye.
See you, man. Okay. Yeah, we're definitely on board to at least let people know that GMOs are there and hopefully slow it down and keep Roundup from being in the food out there that everybody ingests if they're not eating 100% organic, and that's almost impossible to do. And even then, the genetic modification, that's what's so scary about it. They can't control it. It even gets out and gets into some organic stuff a little bit here and there, but it certainly gives you your better chance of avoiding it to be as organic as you possibly can be. We got a couple of open lines if you want to jump on board real quick at 866-444-3478. The Victor Pet Tip of the Week. I want to tell you, I may have mentioned this to you before, but it's so important I wanted to do it today. Our dogs, Tater and Carmen, Carmen's an old gal. She's big. She's 100 and somewhere between 100 and 110 pounds, which she was over 110 pounds when we got her. She's close. She's right around 11 or 12, and she, you know, if she walk, we'd take a very long walk. She gets to hobbling a little bit, you know. She's gets sore. Her age is starting to show. And then little Tater, who weighs about 20 pounds, has one of those it's a disease or a condition where a joint in her leg pops out, and it can be real painful. He just shrieks sometimes. Well, we have been giving him glucosamine tablets for a while now, but Victor makes a pet food, makes a dog food that has the glucosamine and chondroitin both, I think, in it. And so we switched to it, and we're continuing to give the supplements of the glucosamine. And he's running around like a puppy all of a sudden again. And Judy got a tip from one of her girlfriends that was having some pain issues, joint issues, and one of her tennis buddies. And she started, she had been taking glucosamine, but she doubled the amount that she was taking, and she's seen tremendous results. So those of you with some dogs or cats that are having some joint issues, Victor, of course, I recommend across the board because it's so great. But you might want to try the one that has the glucosamine in the product. VictorDogFood.com is the website. The products are around the country, primarily in feed stores and farm stores. Telephone number here is 866-444-3478. Carrie in Tyler, Texas, next. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay. I have been using organic stuff for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
My front yard looks terrific. I've got the best looking front yard of the neighborhood, but I have an awful backyard and side yard that are filled with weeds, and especially those wild strawberry vines.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to rake them up and pull up the weeds and stuff.
Well, I got good news for you, Carrie.
Yeah?
I had a whole backyard full of wild strawberry, and I have none now because of a product that works so well. It's amazing. Called AgriLawn, 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 crabgrass killer. It was developed by a guy that was in the mowing and edging business years ago for crabgrass, but then he discovered it worked on certain broadleaf weeds, and I had just let it take over in my backyard, kind of like happened to you. I didn't worry about it for a long time because I thought it looked pretty good. But then when it became almost solid wild strawberries, I treated with this stuff and it knocked it out, and it doesn't hurt the turf at all. It doesn't hurt the grass.
Okay. Well, can I ask one more quick question?
You can, but I'm going to have to put you on hold, and we'll do it on the other side because I got to do a little break here, and then we'll start the third hour. Those of you whose radio stations don't carry the third hour, listen on DirtDoctor.com, streamed live. Our newsletter's free. Just sign up for it on the homepage. Fill out the little form there. And if you have a question, you can send it to us at info@DirtDoctor.com. The membership area, green button over there on the left-hand side, you can learn about it there. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.